This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, Bart, normally we save this for the 2 o'clock hour, but I have a feeling with our next guest that this should be called
the Power Hour.
I just feel it. I feel it just from the conversation we had coming in as Harry Douglas joins us right now. In Harry, what the Falcons had me believing a couple of weeks ago. And now, I don't know. I think, as Bart would say, barbecue chicken.
I mean, they had me believing too. But then I'll tell you this, man. They ran into the Dallas Cowboys last week. Dallas offensively was a mismatch for them, especially when you talk about the secondary. And then Dean Pease, he knew his only chance was to try to blitz Dak. Dak has been so great against the blitz this year. And then you come into the game last night, you're without Hayden Hurst. You already don't have Calvin Ridley. Then you don't have Cordell Patterson. Then the offensive line decided they didn't want to block anything on the wall last night. So that just was a total disarray for the Falcons team offensively. But the Patriots, I like what they present defensively to the game of football. They're going to be physical. They have the best free agent signing this year, Matthew Judon, who has 10.5 sacks. They have Dante Hightower, who was playing downhill, was playing a great brand of football, letting everybody know that, hey, I'm missed. Don't forget about me, though. And then J.C. Jackson on the back end, man, has been dominant for the last 3 years, not just this year.
I hear the pain in your voice. As those who don't know, Harry Douglas played for the Falcons, so it's personal for him. There's no doubt about that. But we opened the show, and I said to Bart, well, this has been an impressive run for the Patriots, and they're starting to emerge as a team that you really got to talk about. And Bart gave me the Joe Burrow. Bart was just like this, like gave me a side eye.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit of that. You know, yeah. Like that. He's saying, no, I'm not impressed. I'm not seeing anything that impresses me these next 4 weeks or next four games over the next 5 weeks. You know, we'll learn a lot about this team. But what do you see in the Patriots? You just gave us a little bit there, but are we overstating what the Patriots are becoming this year?
Well, I'll say we're going to know within the next 4 weeks, and that's when you can tell, right? The teams that they have beaten have not been quality teams and teams that's going to make deep playoff runs. So they have the Titans next, then they have the Bills twice, and then I think they have the Colts in the next 4 weeks. So we're going to really know what this Patriots team is really about. Now, they're solid defense, and that's what they build their MO on, right? Running the football as well. But my thing is, if they get up big and if they get down big in a game, do they have the offensive explosion? Do they have the offensive firepower to even lead a comeback and come back in the football games? And right now, if I got to answer that question, it's no to me. So they do what they do great, but you run into a team who's going to put up those points and overshadow your defense, then I don't think offensively they can come back and try to get a win.
Right. So then what I was trying to explain is their strength of schedule up to this point has been 28th in the league, right? They play.
No, Bart, say it the way you're supposed to say it. It's been boo-boo.
Yeah, exactly. They've been playing the JV. Now they got to play the varsity. Now we get to see, you know, Mac Jones may have to step out of himself. And listen, we saw him step out of himself a little bit against the Dallas team, but Dallas is still trying to find his way defensively. When they go against the Titans, that's a team that's been together for a while, that's been going for a run. That's a team that knows how to fight through tough stuff together. They're not experienced like the success like the Dallas Cowboys is this year. When they go against the Bills, that's a team that's been heartbroken for the last couple of years that feels like it's his time. So I want to see if they can punch and knock somebody down that can punch back. And we won't know that yet. And when you talk about everybody wants to sit up and talk about how great mac and cheese is and things of that sort, me and you personally have experience with rookie quarterbacks and what they look like their rookie year. And like I said, my rookie, Joe Flacco, in 2008, went 11-5. Mark Sanchez, AFC Championship. Ben Roethlisberger, 15-1. Matty Ice, I think y'all went to the playoffs his first year. So, like, listen, I've seen this movie before, so excuse me if I'm not impressed, right? This is just a rerun to me. It's a new movie for everybody else that's jumping on the mac and cheese bandwagon.
You think we're doing this because of the Tom Brady connection, the Bill Belichick story, the idea that, oh, he's remade. You know, this is like the new version of Tom Brady 2.0. Yeah. put the defense around. And I don't mean Tom Brady now. People always think you can't compare him to Tom Brady. He's the greatest of all time. No, this is 2001 Tom Brady. This is Tom Brady, 6th-round pick with a dad bod.
Okay, so he's better. So he may be
with a dad bod.
Yeah, it was true.
Well, have you seen Mac and Cheese body? Why do you think he got the name Mac and Cheese?
He does have a dad bod.
Tom Brady got a better body for rookie year. This dude looked like a bag of nickels. Anyway,
yeah, MJ10 is a lot more like my diet.
Exactly, but. But, you know, when you talk about it, I would make this same argument for the counterpoint, right? For everybody that says that mac and cheese is better than Tom Brady, I'd say that defense that had Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law, not Asante Samuel, but Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Robbie Anderson, they had a better defense. So, like, it all balances out.
They had them dogs.
Yeah, they had them real dogs. You know, they ain't got no Corey Dillon over there. Those young running backs are cool, but they ain't what they had before.
So who was better, Joe Flacco or Matt Ryan?
Here we go. Uh-oh, the listener's ready.
I mean, for me, I got to go with my guy.
Because you guys, I want to tell the audience too. Before you guys start this debate, the audience has to know, like, why this is an interesting thing to bring up right now. Because it's not really relevant, but it sort of is. Matt Ryan played last night. Some people were telling me it looks like Matt Ryan is you know, towards the end. What did you say about somebody else? You said walking the mile.
Yeah, walking the mile, getting right with Jesus, like going to Old Spartan.
His career walking the mile.
And then
Joe Flacco is starting for the Jets on Sunday for whatever reason. So that's why it's relevant to me in this conversation about Mac Jones is this amazing rookie. Well, these two guys I'm talking to have both seen it, and these guys are now still playing. But I'm just curious what you guys think, because, Bart, you saw Joe Flacco win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, MVP too.
And Harry, you were there. You got to a Super Bowl with Matt Ryan. So
No. I wasn't there for the Super Bowl, but I was there for the NFC Championship game. Yeah, I was in Tennessee when they went to the Super Bowl.
Okay, right.
But if I got to pick a guy, I'm gonna pick Matt Ryan. And I understand Joe Flacco has a Super Bowl, but at the same time, Joe Flacco had hell of a defenses. And Bart, let me name it for you. Just so I had to look it up before I came here, huh? You know I got to come with my information, baby.
Yeah.
So in 2008, Baltimore had the second best defense in football. And I'm just going to read down the line. 2009, third. 2010, 10th. 2011, 2012, 17th. 2013, I may be off. But then we got the 17th, 12th, 8th, 8th, and 7th. Yeah, you better win a damn Super Bowl. You got defenses like that.
Harry.
Ray Lewis.
No, okay.
You playing with Ray Lewis, T. Sizzle, Bart Scott, and all these guys.
Okay. Listen, flattery gets you everywhere, Harry. But check this out, bro. On the other side, name the offensive weapons that Matty Ice is throwing to. Because I noticed you didn't mention any offensive players on the other
side. Defense wins championships. You know that, Bart, though. You know, all that glitz and glamour is cool, but
Harry, if you
we couldn't stop a damn
taco,
nosebleed.
Harry, if you would have took some cheese off your taco, then they could have messed around and signed some damn body.
The hell with that part. Ain't taking no money out of my pocket, man. I had to earn every dollar.
You was out there, boy, enjoying that lemon pepper wings. You know, we already know you was in them lemon pepper wings.
Like no other. Used to have birthday parties there too.
I just gotta go with Joe Flacco because I think it's closer than people think. You know what I mean? Both of them are great players. It's, you know, we know that Matt Ryan might have an opportunity to go to the Hall of Fame. Joe Flacco won't have that same opportunity. But it doesn't mean
so
that
Bart, there's the argument, but there's no argument there. There you go.
Well, it's just it's simply because your organization decided to stay with Matt Ryan. You know, it could be an argument that, you know, if the Falcons don't go to the playoffs this year, they made a big mistake in going to get Pitts because there's no quarterbacks in the draft this year.
I was going to ask that
they
question
went
next.
Back. They should have addressed the quarterback position last year and looked long-term. If Matt Ryan is going to look like this for the foreseeable future, knowing that Tom Brady is going to continue to stay in that division, and who knows what Carolina and everybody and the Saints are going to be, but I believe that the Saints will be in the running for a guy like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers if they decide to go somewhere else because that's just a no-brainer situation matching up with Sean, you know.
All right, so Bart, I got to ask you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you say a quarterback, if they would have picked a quarterback, right, and say he would have played last night, what would that quarterback have done last night with no offensive line, no Calvin Ridley?
Wouldn't have scored
right,
a point.
Right, right. No Cordell Patterson.
Absolutely
right?
Nothing.
Right, what would that rookie quarterback would have did last night?
He would have struggled, but you would have started your process on being able to move the franchise forward. I felt like they thought, much like up here, it's hard to move on from an all-time great, right? They had to do this up here with Eli. And if they would have, if instead of going to get Daniel Jones, they would have believed that Lamar Jackson was a quarterback, or they would have believed that Josh Allen was a quarterback, they could have had an opportunity to start their rebuild, but now they're still searching. You guys had an
Here's the other thing. What if they thought after when they was drafted that there wasn't a quarterback that they wanted that they thought could lead their franchise?
Hold on. What pick did Atlanta have?
Four, right?
They was four.
So who couldn't they
get? What if they felt that way?
Three went right away.
Three went.
Three were off the board. Justin Fields and Mac Jones were the only two left.
Still had mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, why not move down then? You could have moved down and got mac and cheese. Or you could have moved
down. I mean, but you can't pass on a universal talent in Kyle Pitts, though.
See,
because right now, the pick is looking good right now when it comes to Kyle Pitts.
You sound like Dave Gettleman talking about Saquon Barkley with the generational talent.
Don't you put me and him in that same book. Don't you dare put – you almost made me throw up, Mark.
You guys are in full-bloom love right now with Pitts, right? Full-bloom love. But guess what? If he ain't got nobody to throw it to him, he won't look as good. Just think, you guys –
but that's the thing, though. Listen, Matt Ryan, before last night, and let's say last week against the Dallas Cowboys, was playing great football. When he's protected and you give him opportunity to throw the football and he's not getting hit and sacked and banged around, he's going to carve any defense up in the National Football League. And that's been happening since he was a rookie in 2008. Now, the problem lies is that over the last 3 years, Matt Ryan has been sacked one by almost in any quarterback in the National Football League.
Legs.
I understand
this dude almost tripped over the line.
You
got to
protect the quarterback, Bart. You got to protect the quarterback. You know the game of football is won offensively on the line and defensively on the D-line.
But you got to protect some more than others. And when you got a slow dude with that, I don't know, he need to shave his whole body with Gillette. So
Tom Brady won a Super Bowl last year.
You don't know what? Tom Brady took a lot of cheese off his taco. Your boy over there still spending that Gillette money. He need to spend that Gillette money and give some money back so he can get some protection.
Matt Ryan was sacked four times.
Put on a dolphin suit so he can be more aerodynamically fit.
He was hit 11 times, pressure on 44% of his dropbacks.
He fell on two of them, man. He fell over the damn line. I've never seen anybody fall over a painted line. Guess what? It's only raised a little bit.
Right,
Bart, we're going to have to watch film together of this offensive line so we could change your mind a little bit.
I know, but Matty Ice got out the pocket. He got out of the eye of the hurricane and tripped into two sacks by Judon. Van Noy was like, well, thank you. It's not even Christmas yet. I appreciate you.
But we know when Matt runs, he's like a little baby giraffe. We understand that. But how about they keep him upright in the damn pocket so he can deliver the ball to people?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's saying basically that he isn't walking the last mile, that he's – he no. still has okay, something so, left okay, to so take how many if they more just years, protect him.
How many more years they got? He look like Ben Roethlisberger right now. Ben Roethlisberger and them look like Shaq when he played for the Boston Celtics. Man, dude fall for anything. Fall over.
All right. Well, you know, talking about Harry Douglas, and let's get to a couple other NFL topics, including a game of the week this week on Sunday, Cowboys-Chiefs. And we're trying to figure out like what a win would say for each team. For the Cowboys, obviously for them, it's about – staying in that number, getting to that number one seed. You know, Bart thinks the Packers could lose to the Vikings this week. And we don't know what Kyler Murray's status is at this point. If you can get the Cowboys to that number one seed, you get that bye, that's critical for a team like that. So every game really does matter. But the Chiefs have won a couple of games here. Mahomes last week just looked like, wait a minute, is that Mahomes again? Are we seeing the Chiefs again? If they can beat the Cowboys, wouldn't that be the bigger story, or do you think opposite?
If the Chiefs beat the Cowboys, that will be the biggest story. Going into this football game, I don't think the Chiefs are going to beat the Cowboys just because what they present offensively. Like, you look at the receivers alone, right? You want to play man Steve Spagnuolo, want to be crazy and go out there and blitz Dak, which a lot of teams decide they want to do, and Dak, all he does is change the protection and get it blocked up and just hit open guys because he has an arsenal at receiver. Then Steve Spagnuolo would be stupid and do that. But then if you want to play too high, you got that thumper Zeke and Pollard in the backfield in that offensive line. I don't know how they're going to do that. But if Kansas City mess around and have those little sputtering possessions where they're not scoring and they punting the football, and next thing you know, the Cowboys are coming out scoring touchdown, 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 it's going to be over for them. I don't think Kansas City is going to win this football game. And I just look at the teams that Kansas City has struggled with this year. They're playing the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are prolific when it comes to an offense. Do they have some holes defensively? I believe they do. But offensively, I think they're one of the best teams, if not the best team in football right now, offensively.
I want to see Chris Jones, who was all jacked up on Mountain Dew last week when he going against the Raiders. I want to see him do that. You know, it's like Pedro Serrano in Major League. Brandon, that's stuff to me, man. Like that's what Zach Martin gonna say. Brandon, that's stuff to me. Oh, you nice and tall. I like how nice and tall you is. So I can get underneath your chest plate, bonk.
And Bart, I used to say this when I was playing, man. Listen, anybody can look good against somebody who mediocre. Mm-hmm. I want to see how you're going to do against them dogs. Who's going to slap the hell out you back if you try to slap them. Yeah. That's what I want to see what you're going to do.
Yeah, and we know they not about that life. And Tyrann Mathieu's talking all that stuff about mac and cheese sideshow. You better focus on Zeke coming down to step on that little badger. I tell people all the time, what's it? You a goon. You a goon, but a little honey badger. But what's a goon to a goblin? Mm-mm-mm. Goblins eat goons. So you can be tough to everybody else. What you going to do when you run
into
that
guy? He hit him with that wheezy. See?
You know what I'm saying?
You got to catch that, hon.
You know what I'm
hit him with that wheezy.
I hear that a lot.
It don't matter what's in my cup and your cup. What I got in my cup ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, we did that.
It's my cup.
You know what I'm saying?
We did that last week. He caught me with that one, too. Hey, and that's the thing about the Chiefs, though, that's interesting. If you look at the rest of their schedule, it's kind of soft. Like, they do. There's still a lot of opportunity for Kansas City. We tried to throw dirt on them.
They still got the Patriots?
No, they got all division opponents, man.
I'll tell you, I don't expect the Raiders to be the Raiders that they just played next time they play them.
All right, so we're not throwing dirt on them.
The Chargers have already beat them. And they still got to play them.
That defense,
and they could lose this Dallas game.
Teddy Two Gloves gonna be ready to kill. So he gonna might run down on kickoff after getting that soft label he got. Instead of they're trying to make him excuse. I was trying to shoot him in inside, wait for my backup.
Now we know how Bart would be in a film room, but that's defensive players. If you're in the offensive film room and you guys are sitting there and you know they had to be showing this back, right? The interception, and then he's got a fumble more.
Yeah.
And they show in film room, your quarterback making that business decision. Does everybody stay quiet because that's my CEO and I don't want to get – or is that getting loud?
Somebody going to pull him to the side. It depends on your coach, man.
If you have a real coach
who keep it real with all his players and treat everybody the same, then you're going to call him out in front of everyone. But if you're dealing with one of these soft coaches who, I can't call out my quarterback in front of everybody because I don't want this to happen, then
right.
Players going to be looking sketchy about the whole situation.
Would guys say anything?
Remember,
it's unacceptable, though. You got to make that tackle, man. You at least got to try to make the tackle.
It cost Cam. Cam in the Super Bowl refused to put his hand down.
He couldn't
people
get over that
Cam.
For a long time.
Yeah, so like Teddy Two Gloves, you a visitor. You the bridge quarterback. We might blow this bridge up this year, bro. You might be Audi 5000 for this one.
Man, Bart is so funny, man.
His references are crazy. You know what I need, though? I definitely need a segment of you two together breaking down film. I have a feeling that we would probably have to keep track of all the references
fun,
you
though.
Both make. Oh, my God. It'd be entertaining. Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That's why we have you each week, man.
Who need Eli and Peyton? Listen, they do their thing. Let me and Harry Doogie get up in that thing, yo.
And we're gonna put some soul in that thing too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, Peyton and Eli square dance. We're gonna hit you with teach you how to Dougie up in this piece.
I would definitely watch it. Harry, great to talk to you as always, my man. Have a great weekend.
All right, fellas.
All right, Harry Douglas on the Goodyear Hotline. I would watch that. I'm telling you, man, like you two, the way you guys, because he's an avid film watcher. Right? He is. Like he is addicted to film. He loves watching film. And he has great recall. It's very similar to talking to you.
Yeah,
because
man.
Your recall of things is incredible. And you watch something back. You remember things. And your quick responses to what you see on film are entertaining. So you guys are very much alike, just on the opposite side of the ball.
So did we agree that Joe Flacco had the better career? Like, if you were a quarterback, would you want Joe Flacco's career or would you want him?
If you were a receiver, who would you want throwing you the ball?
Look, Joe Flacco can throw that thing.
I didn't say
he doesn't have
throw.
Anybody to throw to. I would say that Joe Flacco has a much stronger arm. Than Matt Ryan.
Mm.
Like, Joe Flacco has one of the strongest arms
I've
ever seen.
So Flacco didn't have the weapons, but he had the defense.
Right.
Ryan had the weapons, didn't have the defense.
Best weapon that you can probably
– if you put Matt Ryan on the Ravens, would he have the same career as Flacco or worse?
I would say it would be about equal, maybe.
About the same. So he would have a ring.
Yeah.
But wouldn't have the gaudy numbers.
And Flacco would have threw for a billion yards. Listen, he was throwing to the best receiver he
ever
threw
to. So instead of Matty Ice,
this dude was throwing to Jacoby Jones.
Yeah.
Jacoby Jones was a special team player the first 8 years of his career. He caught the biggest pass from Joe Flacco in Denver. Like, and Torrey Smith was probably the best receiver he ever had.
Right.
Went out to San Francisco and came back and was a non-factor, was out of the league shortly after. So you see what I'm saying? He didn't have – he had Dennis Pitta, you know what I mean? He didn't have – he had Ray Rice for a couple of years.
Right.
Like, he didn't have, like, great weapons. Yet, all he did was win. That run he went on for that Super Bowl was epic. That's why he cashed in. That's why he got the Corvette. Matty Ice ain't got no Corvette. And if he do, he bought it.
Barton Hunt
gave him one.
Coming to you live from Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get to your calls. We promise we will. It is Anxiety Index Friday for your teams. Now it's week 11. And also, the latest with Cam Newton and Kyler Murray starting this weekend. We'll give you the latest after Bart tells us about Advanced Auto Parts.
We're brought to you by Die Hard, America's most trusted auto battery. We know you got places to go, so why let your battery hold you back? Get an auto battery from the most trusted battery from the start from Advanced Auto Parts. Count on reliability, durability, and power of the Die Hard batteries to get you back on the road available at your local Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Your calls. Chew me up if you agree or disagree with me next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Keyshawn Johnson joining us. Key, what's up?
You hear the horns. I'm in New York City, obviously, walking in the rain, trying to find my Uber so I can go home and get out of the rain.
Oh, did I hear somebody in the back say, chocolate drop or delicious? I thought I saw somebody call, but they talking to you?
If I get hit by a car messing around on y'all show, you going to pay my medical bill.
We definitely don't need that to happen.
Chocolate drop.
Bart and Han.
It's wrong for all that stuff, Bart. The right kind of wrong, though. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program. Now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. All right, we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have talked about the headlines. We've had guests come on and talk about the headlines, and now we let the headline makers do the talking in a segment, Bart, we like to call
Audio Files. The Audio File. The Audio File.
Cam Newton back in Carolina as QB1. And Cam understands what they need from him as the Carolina Panthers try to make the playoffs.
I said there's no other place in football that I would rather be on Sunday than Bank of America Stadium because it would be a playoff atmosphere. Looking forward to another opportunity. I know my role, and as my role is becoming a leader of this team, there's a respect, but we're trying to get 1-0 by any means. I refuse for the narrative to be about two people when it's about 106 people.
Saying all the right things, isn't he?
I know Sam Darnold's like, great. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy for you, Cam. Yeah, no place. Yeah, go. Yeah.
Emerging as a leader. They host the Washington football team. They are 5-5, and he's going to be home in that building where the crowds have been very sparse.
Okay.
And him back.
Selling hope.
Right.
At some point, when is everybody else coming back in? Guess who else is back? Riverboat Ron. You didn't want me. He's going to be in there crying like Will Smith in the last episode when Ben Vereen didn't get him. He don't want me. I can feel. Oh, man, Riverboat Ryan, you might be in trouble because you come in there
be an emotional
with
day.
A Heineke, but you don't have a chase or you don't have a sweat. Mm. Mm. Cam could run all over you.
It's still, you think about that game, a very emotional day that it could be.
For both.
Yeah.
They fired Riverboat Ryan. Mm-hmm. They fired Cam. They invited Cam back to old Riverboat Ryan. We good.
All right, one of your favorite players, Kyler Murray. There are still questions about whether or not he'll be available to play the Seahawks on Sunday up in Seattle. Adam Schefter with the latest.
Well, it is trending that way, Laura, but the Cardinals are going to have a decision to make because they have a bye week next week after playing in Seattle this week. And so the question is Kyler going to be close enough to 100% that they feel comfortable starting him, even though he has been practicing the last couple of days and he feels like he's further along? There's still a big decision that awaits this franchise.
Big decision to see whether you rest him or not. Can they afford to not play him? That's the question in what would be, you would argue, a winnable game. And so he's hoping to be ready. That's what he is telling reporters. But he's got that sprained left ankle. But is it better to let him sit, or are wins too important, especially when you're looking in the NFC and it's very tight up top and that top seed is so important. Winning your division is so important.
It's getting important, and it's getting crunch time. You know, you talk about two games and – you know, being without Kyler Murray, being without DeAndre Hopkins, and what you have to ask yourself, do we think that we can win and go up there with what we have with us? And I think the answer should be yes. I mean, I know Russ was off last week, and he should be a little bit more accurate. But, you know this team. This team within your division, you should be able to get a win with Colt McCoy just because you're the superior team right now.
And, yeah.
I mean, defensively, you should be able to shut them down. Well, it's kind of hard to say shut down because whenever you give – Russell Wilson, you know, Metcalf and Lockett, you know, that's
why you need your offense at a premium, at its highest point, so you can put up the points, because that offense with Kyler Murray is prolific.
I think you go with Kyler, but if Kyler's not Kyler, you know they're going to blitz the hell out of him with Jamal Adams. That's what they're going to try and do to get the ball out because they know they don't have Hopkins on the back end, so you're going to have to deal with that. And if he gets hurt again, if you hurt an ankle twice, and if it's not all the way healed, you know Jamal's going to try and gator roll that thing or something. Right, yeah, and if he gets it hurt again, he could be done for another 4 or 5 weeks. So you have to ask yourself, it's the bye week, you know, next week, that gives him two full more weeks to get healthy. Another 20 days.
Yeah, but they're 8-2, and, you know, you got, again, like I said, with Packers, Cowboys, you know, all the teams in the NFC that are pushing, Rams right behind you. It's been a divisional game. Very important. So we'll see if Kyler Murray is available. All right, to the NBA as we continue on Bart and Han audio files. Steph Curry did it again, Bart. This is some road trip that he's on. I mean, after a prolific game in a win over the Nets.
I heard it.
So they play in Cleveland on this road trip. And the Golden State Warriors are down, I think, 13 or 14 in the fourth quarter. And instead of like Curry just being like, all right, you know, pull the shoot on this one, right? He goes out and he scores 20 points. 20 in the fourth quarter.
Yo.
He just goes crazy. He hits 40 in this game.
Because explain to them in the third quarter, also defensively, like at one point I looked, it was 22-5 in the fourth quarter. I was like, how the hell?
How about 36-8 is how they outscored?
So they only scored, so from what I saw, they only scored three more points in that quarter.
Yeah, they went like 14 straight possessions without scoring, like the Cavs we're talking about here. A game flipped like in a heartbeat, and it flips because you have a player, of course, like Steph Curry, who had 20 in the fourth, 40 for the game, and another game where he hits 9 three-pointers. Steve Kerr on the performance of his superstar.
Well, he's one of the greatest players in the history of the game, you know, and he's the greatest three-point shooter of all time. And the way he moves off the ball, he's so strong and fluid, and he understands the game on and off the ball. So, and he's fearless. So you throw all that together, and he's always capable of catching fire like that. So as amazing as it was, it didn't shock me because this is what he does.
Nothing really will shock you at this point. Now, the road trip continues tonight in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
It actually ends tonight in Detroit.
Kay Cunningham has shut him down. Bet you that.
Well, I guarantee you that Curry will not score a point tonight. You know why?
They're letting him rest.
He's going to sit tonight. Yeah. Apparently, he has a hip contusion that he suffered in a collision with James Harden against the Nets that was okay last night against the Cavs to get 40.
Yeah, but Detroit's but a little, in Detroit, bum salad. Tell him to go to Greek Town and get some chili cheese dogs, man.
I think we can rest.
Yeah, that's where we at as a Detroit team right now.
Yeah, it's sad. But Steph Curry is just playing at another level, and it's great to see. All right, that's Audiophiles. It is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take Andre from Connecticut, who's waited a while to talk to us. Andre, what's up, man?
What's going on? I was just going to talk about the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Before I even get into that, I was going to say the whole fanny pack thing, the connotation was in Europe they call your bum your behind.
Uh-huh.
So that's more than likely where the name came from.
So the bum pack, that's why it's called the bum pack, because it's meant to be.
See, man, our callers educate too.
Yeah, I like that. Because I said, why do you call it a bum pack?
Bum bag.
Bum bag, whatever.
Okay.
So
if you remember Austin Powers,
fanny pack.
Yeah, if you remember Austin Powers, you hear the European accent and they were talking about, oh, my bum.
Yeah.
My bum, they were talking about behind.
Well, it doesn't explain why Bart's wearing a bag that's owned by Lewis. It's Lewis's bag.
Yeah,
listen, I appreciate the education because, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, if you ever be wearing something and people ask you, why is it called that? You can't explain it, and now I can explain it. You know,
right.
So now,
like
now
it.
You make me better.
Yeah, but back to the pitch. Now, I agree on both sides. I agree on what Bart is saying, and I agree on what Alan is saying. Alan's saying, give him some credit for you can get a consolation prize because I agree on what Bart is saying. It's not an elite, upper echelon type of performance yet. Because it's too small of a sample size. They haven't reached the playoffs yet, playing in this regard. But Coach Belichick, he's in his bag.
Yeah.
And that's the last person you don't want to get in their bag.
The evil empire.
He's doing a great coaching job. I can't take anything from Belichick.
So which way are you leaning?
He's in a resurgence. Now, so Alan was saying, give him some credit for that. Because teams play down to their opponents, and a lot of times people did lose to the Jets, people did lose to Jacksonville. They didn't do that, right?
Okay.
So partial credit, not upper elite echelon.
Right. So Andre's saying, I'm not ready yet, thank you, Andre. I'm not ready yet to anoint them back.
Right.
But I am ready to say they're on their way.
Yeah, I mean.
Is that fair?
Exactly. But listen, this is the thing, right? We judge this organization. Out of any other sport, right? I think maybe the Yankees are judged this way too. We judge them on championships, right? So him being back and getting to the playoffs and then getting bounced in the first round, he gets no credit for that. Especially when you spent almost $300 million in salary, you know, to go bring in Judon, to bring in Hunter Henry, to bring in Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, but you could see that it's clearly heading in the direction of being back by how they're playing.
But
that, they look they haven't looked like the Patriots.
It's easy to
this is the first time they've looked like the Patriots since Tom left.
It's easy to look like that. No, they looked like that when Cam was in before he got COVID last year. They looked like that the first three games. Remember how he lit up Seattle, went out to Seattle, put all those
points
up.
But their defense
up, like
wasn't
that.
What it is. Like this year, the defense looks a lot better.
Of course, but I want to see how they look when they have a defense. We talk about Hightower, Collins. Mm-hmm. We talk about all these guys, big dudes. Let's see what happens when they go against a team that can spread them out.
Okay.
And now you have to take Hightower off the field.
We made that point. The next 5 weeks, they play four games and have a bye. We will learn a lot about the Patriots.
They lose four, they're out of the playoffs.
When we get day after Christmas, we'll know a lot about this team. All right, but there is a game this Sunday that if the NFL could handpick the Super Bowl, it might be this matchup. Which one is it? We will tell you next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Welcome back. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. All right, Bart, we had some awards given out yesterday, last night, in Major League Baseball, and one award turned into a $900,000 win for somebody that put money down on this MVP winner. Shohei Ohtani was named, he was unanimously voted as the MVP of the American League. And as you know, he did it both as a pitcher and as a slugger, 45 home runs, a 9-2 record as a starter. Just a tremendous season, unlike we've seen since the likes of Babe Ruth. A better, as we talked about yesterday, 30-1 odds. Mm. Put down 30,000, came away with 900,000. Wow. All on something in March, that on a hunch in March. I think this guy can do this.
Who saw this coming? Like,
he did.
Next year, like, who would be that equivalent? Because Ohtani had been injured.
There's no equivalent.
He hadn't hit.
But there's no equivalent to what he does.
But no, what
he's
I'm
the 19th unanimous MVP in Major League history.
No, what I'm saying is, who's somebody that's outside of the MVP story that could be peaking next year to win it? Not somebody that's already established, right? Because Ohtani was a good player, but he was a guy who had got injured. Did Tommy John wasn't pitching well? You know, they didn't pitch
well.
One
you know
year,
who it is? It's who lost to Bryce Harper. It's Fernando Tatis Jr.
See, but he would be in there. The odds would still
Juan
be
Soto. Long. Like, it's players like that you're looking at that are like, well, that guy's so good, he should be MVP. I mean, Juan Soto was on his way. Like, he was dominating the league.
See, but that wouldn't surprise anybody.
Bryce Harper won the National League MVP with 17 of the 30.
Man, who could be that guy?
You know, Harper, by the way, for a guy that's really hasn't been on, like, winning teams, you know, when he left the Nationals, they won the World Series. He's had two MVPs now. He hasn't turned 30 yet. I mean, he's in a company of Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, you know, A-Rod, Schmidt.
He's a good. This is the problem with him. He have a great year, then he have a bad year. Like, he's so up and down. He'll have a great year, then he'll have a slumping year, man.
I get it. But you know, if you're the Phillies and you gave him $330 million, all right, MVP's nice. We got to do some winning. Now, the Mets today introducing Billy Epler as their GM.
Yeah.
And Steve Cohen telling the media, I told Billy, the checkbook's open. Spend what it takes. That's what he said. They have a $195 million payroll run. Okay, he said, spend what it takes. Okay. Well, the first thing you got to do is get a manager, right?
As Dusty Baker, let's go.
Well, no, Dusty already. Dusty's a free agent.
Is it a Dusty equivalent?
It could be. One name that's being circulated right now, a very interesting name that I think would be an amazing fit, but doesn't fit the whole analytics thing.
Yeah.
But does fit the Dusty Baker Astros thing. Uh-huh. Is Buck Showalter, would love to get back in the game. The last time he managed was with the Orioles. He certainly made a name for himself with the Yankees. New York knows him. He knows New York. How much have we talked about how important that is? You bring in a guy who's got experience, who can handle media, who's not going to embarrass you with things he says, and he'll never get out-managed in a game.
Exactly.
The question, of course, will he follow the analytics that you give him, the numbers that he should follow? Does he believe in the script? Will he do it? Well, if Dusty Baker showed you that he could manage in today's game, why can't Buck Showalter?
And La Russa, we talk about it. It's a bunch of old dudes around here, triple OGs around his piece.
Yeah, I would watch that very closely because for the Mets, they need credibility in the worst way. He certainly could bring that and watch them and see what they spend this offseason.
And also, he can tell them who to spend that money on.
That's
since
a good point.
Checkbook's open.
Yeah, no, very smart manager. We'll see if the Mets make a smart move, but you know, it is the Mets. Back in 10 seconds.
Spoken like a true Yankee.
True.
Now you got me thinking. You got me thinking. Bart's already trying to plan Super Bowl trips.
Hey, man. Sunshine.
Can we take the show to L.A.?
Can we?
I haven't been to L.A. in a long time. I used to, again, as a traveling beat writer.
Yeah.
L.A. loved it. When I covered hockey, I was there because they got, you know, both. You got two teams for hockey because you go down to Anaheim, but I always stayed in L.A.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the NBA, you got the Clippers and the Lakers, so you're in there. You know, sometimes you'll play them both in the same trip, which is really nice. You know, a little Marina Del Rey action. Just hang out down that way.
No, we can do, man.
Ritz-Carlton there, really nice.
We can get us an Airbnb.
Four Seasons.
We can get us an Airbnb, deck it out with ESPN background, right? The step and repeat. And then we can get celebrity guests to come to our spot.
Come through.
Because we'll have the pool in the back, you know what I'm saying, and a party going on in the back. And then we'll do the show in the front.
I like
then
this idea.
As soon as the show's over, the party starts. Exactly. I get you. Guarantee we can get some people to come up to that piece. You know what I'm saying? Come through this piece.
Really.
Everybody out there that's visiting.
Really.
Ooh.
I like this idea.
We get a sponsor, too.
I really, really like this idea. Now, who's going to play in that Super Bowl?
Mm.
This weekend, we have Cowboys-Chiefs.
Like I did that.
Would this be the game? Like I said yesterday, you didn't like it. Man, the league would love to see Patriots-Bucks, and you just completely dismissed it. I think for the stories, it would be a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what. You know what also would be big headlines? Anytime Jerry's in the Super Bowl. Mm. Anytime we can get the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. It'd be good
for them. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Who's got a bigger beast to slay? Bill Belichick trying to prove that he can win without Tom Brady, or Jerry Jones trying to prove he can win without Jimmy Johnson? He's been fighting that fight for a long time.
Yeah, because obviously they don't credit that last Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was Jimmy too.
Yeah, Barry was the coach, but as we talked to Nate Newton this morning, he wouldn't say it, but Key said it. Come on, Nate, you guys won that Super Bowl, not your coach.
Exactly.
That last one. Well, all right, Jerry Jones, how about this matchup between the Cowboys and the Chiefs?
It's not any other game in Missouri, I'll tell you that. And everybody's so excited over this matchup, and I am too. I have such respect for their coach. I have such respect for their organization. We go up there and could come out of there with a win. It would be a hallmark win for us this year.
A hallmark win for us this year. You buying that? Is it a big? I mean, the Chiefs are not exactly, you know, the behemoths they used to be.
They thought they were going to be.
So for Dallas, is this a hallmark win if they win? I think this is, even though they're not favored.
It's a pelt on the belt.
Don't you think they should win this game?
They should win this game, and this should be one of those, like, man, like, beatdowns in their own building type of thing. This should be one of those, like, man, we lost by 10. We went in their house and we destroyed them. You know what I mean? One of those, like, we manhandled them. Like, we dictated the pace to them. It should be one of the Chiefs', like, most disappointing home losses. I know they lost, you know, they lost to the Raiders.
It could be a reality check game for the Chiefs.
Yes. Like, because we.
Like, you're not at this level, right? This could be a reality check game for them, couldn't it?
Like, this is the varsity.
Man. You know what? You got me thinking about this Super Bowl at SoFi. Would we even have to go to the game?
No.
We wouldn't even need to get tickets.
We flying back to Saturday
Just
night,
be right? out there for all the other stuff.
Yeah, we
get our
back
guests
Saturday.
For the show. Tweet at us at Barton Hahn. Should we be at the Super Bowl in LA this year? Would that make you listen even more? Would you say, you know what? I couldn't miss a show. I wouldn't be able to miss a show that week if you guys were there and all the different guests you can get and you and Bart acting up in different places that we could explore.
Yeah, we get a videographer. You know
what
we do
not want video.
I'm saying for the show.
Nah. Rather just not have any video at all.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Probably better just to.
We need to get
straight
those,
analog.
We need to get those zip ties that
What?
No, the zip things that when you go to a Chris Rock show, you got to put your phone in there. It's a magnet, and you can't get it back until you leave.
Definitely.
Phrasing.
Have a great weekend on ESPN Plus. Stay with us on ESPN Radio next. Barton Hahn. What is he talking about?
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.